So if you are a user of Twitter, you've probably noticed over the last few hours that the word posterous is trending. Now, posterous is an online blogging service, a bit like Tumblr or WordPress, but it's all about spaces. And it's not as well known about as the likes of Facebook or Twitter or something like that. But it brought this thought to my mind. There really is only three main media sharing companies out there now. Is you've got Google, which of course owns YouTube and has its Google Plus service, and is generally a little bit behind the times with sort of the sharing media. It is more a search engine to me. It's also, of course, they support the Android operating system on mobile phones, which is not bad by any means, but there we go. You also have Facebook, of course, which everyone knows about Facebook. Everyone's got Facebook. But Facebook do lack sort of other things to them. All they do is their website. And then you've got Twitter, which, okay, they are the micro-blogging service of choice for many, many people, you know. Or is it? It's some ridiculous figure of users that are now on Twitter. And I think this is because it's an easy service. But it seems to me that any ideas that people use to build applications on the Twitter service are then incorporated by Twitter. A few months ago, TweetDeck, which is a service that was developed by a complete individual, was acquired by Twitter and joined the Twitter team. And I kind of get that the impression that's what's happened with Posterous. It's not a service that uses Twitter in any form, but you can understand why Twitter wanted it. It means that they can branch out and start doing other things. And that's something that I think Twitter needed to do. Otherwise, Twitter was going to be in this sort of never-ending black hole of just micro-blogging. And, okay, they are the best at doing that, but there are times when online companies need to do something new. And I think by supporting Posterous, for a start, is going to get lots more users. I think it's going to now become a bit more like Tumblr in its usage. But I think the best thing that Twitter can do to Posterous now is to automatically create a Posterous page for everyone on Twitter. So it's all integrated. So you could disable it if you wanted to, I suppose, but it would just automatically happen, and then you'd be able to sign in with your Twitter account, and it would be like using your Google Mail account to sign into YouTube and Gmail and Google Plus and something else. So that's what I think needs to happen next, because otherwise Posterous is just going to die. And there's lots of rumours going about this on their website. I've just had a look at their sort of their press release, and lots of people are saying, oh well, it was fun while it lasted. And I don't think this is the end of Posterous. I think it will continue under Twitter, but it will sort of grow, and it will come up with new ideas that on its own it wouldn't have been able to. That is my thoughts, and I'd like to hear yours. You can send them to me via Twitter at SoyGB, more Twitter, at SoyGB, also on Facebook, SoyGB, or you can reply to this either via text or some form of recording. That would be brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.